right, good morning, everyone. You know, this is just rich history. I think we made it to chapter 16 in Acts last week. So we'll start at chapter 16.
Chapter 16?
Yeah, chapter 16. It says, and then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews, which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders, which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily. And this his circumcision was not, it didn't help his salvation. He just didn't want it to be a problem, you know. Sometimes you can lay your own life down so that others can, they won't have a problem, and they can eventually get the word and grow up. But they knew that Timothy's father was Greek, so they had him circumcised. But that's why Paul did it. Verse 6, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia, hope I'm pronouncing that right, in the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach a word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing through Mysia, came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia, assuredly gathering to, that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Now, they were interrupted by the Holy Spirit not to preach a word in Asia in verse 6. These were times when the Lord always sent them to people he knew would hear. Because if you're going to, the wisdom of God, get the faithful first. If you can get the faithful first, you'll have a better chance of getting those that are less faithful. Mm-hmm. And they may have run into great conflict in Asia. Sometimes when people obey God, they avoid all kind of headaches, troubles, and disappointments. That doesn't mean that they didn't end up going to jail. But look what happened in the jail when they got there. But when you follow God, it's going to, you know, he'll lead you to the most faithful first. That's just the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And in training me, he taught me things like that. But that's what when you follow God, you have the greatest advantage. And my message was, I tried to share this with others, you know, as the Lord instructed me. But people hold on to what they feel better with. And they don't value what God is doing because they don't know what will happen. If we have such an advantage, the Lord is able to promote us in all things. If we trust him, we got to have obedience first. If we obey him, promotion always follows obedience. If you dropped a $5 bill on the ground, it wouldn't stay that long. Somebody's going to pick it up. Now, if you tell somebody, if you abide in the word of God and his words abide in you, you should ask what you will and this should be done. How many would pick that up And how many would forget about it? But the $5 bill won't be that long. $5. What can you buy with $5? What can you gain by abiding in the Lord? How do people value his word? Jesus said, the way you take heed how you hear, the way you measure it, it will be measured to you. If my message was follow God, and then something, and I give them a synopsis of what'll happen if they do and what'll happen if they don't. This happened, you know, most of the time when God gave me those messages. But people dug into their own ways and did them anyway, because there was no way to measure it. The way that they measure that word is the way they handle that word. So it is with all words, all every scripture. The way people appraise it, the way they value it. This will work for a great prophet, a man of God, but it won't work for me. People put it in those kind of categories. But it's not that way. The word works for those that obey it. And if you obey it, you're going to find yourself, your life cannot stay the same. It just can't do it. If a man, people don't tithe because they hadn't tithe. If they tithe, I've heard so many people say, man, I paid my tithes and I got blessed. I got a better job. I got more money. I got more wisdom. All kind of things happen because they value it. They value that principle of worship. And if you value any part of God's word, the way you value it is the way it'll be. Now, what if Paul said, you know, let's let the council vote on this in verse 6. Now, the Holy Spirit said, and when they were going through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. What did Paul say? Well, the Holy Ghost said don't go to Asia. And then one of the others said, well, let's vote on it. And we're right here right now. We had a great move. You know, why not just go ahead and preach the word while we're here? And Paul said, yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's vote on it. And then they took a vote. And they stayed. Now, whatever would have happened, it wasn't going to be as good as what happened where they were sent. In Macedonia. So they would not know what the glorious works that was going to happen in Macedonia. And whether it'll be good or bad in Asia, that's what they'll know. So the next time the Holy Spirit speaks, they won't know how good. Now, they went on and went to Macedonia. So in this, everything that you do as you go forward doing God's word, you are learning, you're being trained, you're deployed to do a work. But even the work itself is training. And that's how we get to know God. As we obey him, we see his views. And you find yourself saying, oh, man, I'm glad I followed you. I'm glad that you taught me, you led me this way. So the next time he tells you to do something, I didn't start off getting all excited about things that God gave me to do. So I had to make myself do it, but as I did it, I said, this is good. It works. And I valued it greater. So the next time he gave me something, instead of being disappointed, I'd be excited. And so it is with everybody. The enemy is at the same time trying to get you to devalue the word of God.
That's true.
And if he can talk you out of it, I told my son, if you're going to do something for God, you can't leave it up to happenstance. You got to determine to do it. The enemy will talk you out of what God wants you to do. If you're neutral about it, he's going to win. If you're determined about it, you're going to win. And that's just the way, you know, if the Lord wants me to do something, I have to determine to do that thing. Or I'll lose. I've lost before. But I didn't like it. I don't like losing to Satan. Now, if we're playing football and the other team win, that don't bother me. But this is serious. I'm not losing to Satan. And I decree things. When God gives me something, I protect it. I say, angels, go forth and, I call blessings on it. I command blessings on it. The radio broadcast I pray over the people. Bless the people you want to reach to hear, every one of them to hear it. Angels go forth and help them hear it. Cause them to change to the correct station at the right time. I tell Satan, you can't handle not one of them. And I mean it. You got to be just as determined as the Holy Ghost in order to know what he's getting you to do. Okay, verse 10. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia. Assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. This verse shows us that they were trained in the things of God. They didn't let the words fall idly. They obeyed it. They endeavored to go. That means they were challenged, and they overcame whatever challenge they had. Verse 11, you know, Satan is not my leader. And I tell Satan in the harbor, you don't tell me what to do. You leave my presence. Okay, we'll pick up at verse 11 next time. Obedience. Promotion always follows obedience.
Amen.
Because if the Lord says something, that's your role. That's your next step. And it's going to cause you to be promoted. And it's going to cause you to prosper. That is, obeying God is top sowing. Obeying God is top sowing.
Yes.
He'll rather have your obedience than your sacrifice.
Amen.
Obeying God is more important than tithing. And tithing is very important to us. In obedience, that's top sowing, that's top worship. Okay, we'll continue.
Dear Lord,
I thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for your having faith in your word. I thank you for the results that will follow. I thank you for all promotion. You're promoting us in many ways. Bless us to go forward in you. Bless us to harness the blessings of time, that we may sow the top blessings in Jesus' mighty name, that we may reap the top blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.